Peace be with you. I am Bruce Wozniak. This is Catholic Sports Radio, located at the intersection of your faith life and sports life, and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots of other platforms. Thanks so much for listening, and do be sure that you have hit the subscribe button so that you get every episode automatically every week. There is no cost to subscribe. It's simply an option you select one time for convenience. There is even a subscribe page on the website that tells you not only the many places where, but how you can subscribe. Again, though, there's no cost to do that. The show website is catholicsportsradio.net. You can listen there, but there are also links there to hear the show on all kinds of podcast listening apps. And there are links on the website to Catholic Sports Radio on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Please be sure to like, follow, comment, etc. on those platforms. I would love to see more people on those social media channels and more interaction. You can always send comments through the website. Plus, you can post thoughts, suggestions, and engage with other listeners, and even post prayer requests in the show's Facebook group, which is called CSR Listeners. There's a button for that, too, on CatholicSportsRadio.net. Let me know what you think of the show. We recently passed the one-year mark, so let me know how I'm doing. Tell me what you like, what you don't like, what I'm not doing that you wish I would add, and so on. And please help me spread the word about the show. I would appreciate it if you would tell others about Catholic Sports Radio as I continue trying to draw in more listeners in the hopes that this ministry will bring them closer to Christ. And by the way, if this is your first time listening, thank you. And do go back and listen to previous episodes of Catholic Sports Radio. There have been a lot of great guests, a lot of really good testimony. In terms of my ministry moment for this episode, we, of course, are in Lent now. Last week was Ash Wednesday, which a lot of people like to walk around with almost as a badge of honor. It's nice to see people wanting to be courageous and be proud with that outward display of their faith. I can't help but think of the eye black that you'll see football players come out onto the field with, or even baseball and softball players, because they want to protect themselves, their eyes, from the sun as they go out into competition. And so as we go out into battle with Satan and the temptations out in this broken world, with those ashes gone from our forehead, we instead must remember the call from Ephesians chapter 6, which tells us to, quote, put on the armor of God, that you may be able to stand firm against the tactics of the devil. Moving on now with episode 57, my guest is a triathlete who also had a successful college soccer career. He is a Zone 3 ambassador, which is the world's highest rated triathlon brand. He also has many triathlons lined up to qualify for a national championship spot. He also mentors local youth athletes who are trying to go to the NCAA to play college sports. He is also involved with a nonprofit called Faces of Courage, which we will hear about, and he has been involved in multiple efforts to raise money to combat cancer due to a personal attachment that he will tell us about. Welcome to Catholic Sports Radio, Stephen Diddick.
Hi, thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely, Stephen. To the audience, I want to say that as obvious as I think it is, in case there was any uncertainty, yes, every guest on Catholic Sports Radio is Catholic. And so, Stephen, you are just the latest in that line.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yeah, I growing up, I was fortunate, and I was able to attend Bishop Larkin Catholic School from kindergarten through eighth grade in the greater Tampa Bay area, and currently a member at St. Michael's Catholic Church as well, also in the greater Tampa Bay area.
Nice, nice. Well, I'm going to take a question from an interview that I was just on, meaning a show where I was the guest, and use it on you, Stephen. That being, what has kept you with your Catholic faith all these years? You went off to college. Now you're enjoying success as a triathlete. Satan is real good at trying to talk us into letting our faith fall by the wayside the busier we get, or even students go away after high school and their parents aren't there to make sure they're still going to church. So what's your story as it relates to staying strong in your devotion to the Lord?
I think the biggest thing for me is really, really making that paradigm shift in your life to altruism and giving back, and starting to realize that things like sports, your career, it's not about me. It's not about me anymore. It's about other people, what I can do for other people. Everything else is just a distraction, and you're doing it all for a God that's bigger than all of us.
Wow. Wow. Nicely said. Was there somebody at the Catholic school that you attended, or maybe even somebody when you did go off to college that helped you see that, that maybe made an impression on you that kept you strong in your faith?
There are a lot of people. In particular, one of the athletes that I look up to tremendously is Tim Tebow. So he's always been a really good role model, somebody whose character I really try to emulate and put into what I do in sports. And at Bishop Larkin, actually, my dad was actually one of our coaches. So he was always, telling me that, Stephen, you can win as much as you want. You can do everything, but those are just tiny moments. And everything is about the journey. And
wow.
That's kind of what he put on me growing up. So that's kind of my philosophy. And sometimes, sometimes you lose that identity and you put your identity in things like your career, things like sports. But if you put your identity in something bigger, like giving back, giving to other people, or in God, I believe that you can never really fail.
Well, as much as I want to get to present day with all your accomplishments as a triathlete, you did so much in soccer that I can't not mention some of this. The audience, I want you to hear some of these accomplishments of Stevens: a 4-year letter winner, a 2-time Peach Belt Conference champion, 2-time first team academic all conference player, 2 NCAA national soccer tournament appearances. So, Stephen, you were truly blessed. But thinking about what we just talked about and sticking with your faith, how did you manage to keep your eyes on Jesus when you were off at college and enjoying so much success with soccer, when it becomes easy to let it go to your head and puff your chest out?
I truly believe that it lies in your identity, because sometimes you do, especially when you do well, you kind of start to lose a little bit of humility. And then it comes back to, okay, let's live in the moment, kind of focus on our breath at that time, and, bring us down a notch, because I truly believe that, as I keep saying, doing things for other people, that's where your success lies, and trying to maintain that identity all the time.
Well, I do feel that I have to ask, and unfortunately, this is what society does to us. We look at a situation like yours, and where I'm going with this is I'm wondering what made you switch from soccer to swimming and triathlon. Number one, when and why did you do that? Because number two, the tendency is for someone to say, well, why wouldn't he stick with soccer and try to play in MLS or USL?
I had exhausted myself soccer-wise, and what I decided to do was triathlon was an accident. I was doing triathlon. I started about a year ago for somebody really, really special. And ever since then, it's been a big success and something I fell in love with. I've been able to make lifelong friends and a huge part of my life.
Wow. Wow. Well, speaking of triathlon, tell the audience about a ritual that you have before each race.
So, before each race, I do go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 through 9. And in triathlon, especially a race like the Ironman, it's a 2.4-mile swim followed by a 112-mile bike, followed by a 26.2-mile run. So it's a very large race, and there's a lot that can go wrong. There's a lot that can go wrong, particularly in the open water and on the bike. But what it says is, we are troubled on every side, not distressed, perplexed, not in despair, persecuted, not forsaken, cast down, but never destroyed. And my favorite part of that is the last part. Cast down, but never destroyed. So that means whatever happens during those races, as long as they are as rigorous as they are, as long as you kind of keep faith in your family and in God, you're never really broken. And that's why I say that. So that really keeps me going.
Nice. Nice. Well, listeners, I mentioned in the intro that Stephen has a connection to a cancer story, which is why he's involved with fundraising efforts. But before I have him get into that, I want to mention that whether you work at a Catholic school or church, or if you work or volunteer for a diocese or are involved with your parish or some other ministry or organization that does events such as a sports night, a men's conference, a diocesan event, or maybe even something a little less predictable, a little less traditional. Maybe it's out in the secular world, something else where my Catholic Sports Radio ministry is a fit. I would be most grateful for the opportunity to come in as a guest speaker for whatever the occasion is that you or others are planning. Do familiarize yourself with my faith walk and my sports background, both on episode one of this show, as well as on the website where it says Meet the Host in the About section. And then look for the five-question Request Bruce as a Guest Speaker form on CatholicSportsRadio.net to start that conversation. And then also on CatholicSportsRadio.net, if you do like what I'm doing here, if you're tuning in regularly to Catholic Sports Radio, if it's helping your faith life, if you believe in this ministry, if you enjoy Catholic Sports Radio, you're getting some type of value, some benefit from it, and want to help out, I would appreciate your support. I am just a one-man show taking this all on by myself, including doing all the producing, hosting, and editing of this show every week, as well as the administrative and promotional work, booking the guests, and so on, which means that all the expenses come out of my pocket. So if you feel I'm giving you something each week that you'd like to support, utilize the Donate to CSR button on CatholicSportsRadio.net, which will give you the opportunity to contribute in whatever amount you wish securely online. And for those of you that don't like the idea of putting credit card information online, just email me, bruce@catholicsportsradio.net, and I will get you an address to send a check or money order to via U.S. mail. I just had someone do that, and darn it, if I forgot to ask about saying his name on the air or not, I'll have to email him to ask. Anyhow, if you're cool with doing it online, look for the Donate to CSR button on catholicsportsradio.net. Pray about it and see if this ministry might be somewhere that you feel inspired to include in your tithing. I would appreciate your support. Over the last few episodes, I've been giving examples. With that check coming in, I had the idea of getting Catholic Sports Radio blank inside cards printed up with the logo on the front and the website address on the back, but yet that's just one more expense I would have to undertake on my own, meaning paying for the cost of the printing and the envelopes out of my own pocket. So in case you're curious about what an example is of the costs that your contribution would help with, that's just one. So no contribution is too big, no contribution is too small. It all helps with the various expenses related to running Catholic Sports Radio. Stephen, before we dig into the cancer story and related efforts, I mentioned in the intro that you also mentor local youth athletes who are trying to go to the NCAA to play college sports. To me, that sounds like a wonderful opportunity to evangelize. Do you find that these young athletes are open to hearing you talk to them about that aspect of their life? In that they're probably expecting to only hear you talk to them about drills or conditioning and so on?
Yeah, a lot of them, to be honest with you, they're just really excited to be out there and to work with a former college player. Kind of somebody to, you know, show them the way, because for me personally, that was tough for me trying to go to the NCAA. I didn't have a mentor directly in front of me, so that's kind of why I got into it, because I want to see these kids, you know, from a teaching standpoint. You know, you listed my accolades, but I want to see them do even better. And as you said, it is a good opportunity because, like I keep saying, you know, a lot of the kids, they put their entire identity in soccer, and they need to sometimes, soccer or other sports that I help mentor. But one of the things I really reiterate is, you know, put your identity in other things, put in your family, put in your academics, put in your faith. And when you start to do that, it takes a lot of the pressure off as an athlete. And it's, you actually start to see a really big jump in performance.
That's tremendous.
Yes, sir.
Well, I've teased it a few times now. Go ahead and tell the audience about the cancer connection that you have.
Yeah, so I, as I said before, triathlon to me was an accident. I started doing it. I really wanted to do an Ironman race, and my cousin, actually, she needed some help. She was battling osteosarcoma, which is a type of bone cancer. So, you know, we kind of started doing fundraising for her through triathlon. She did have an amputation. She did lose her leg, and we were trying to raise money for a service animal to help her walk. 2 weeks before my first race, she actually passed away. So one of the things that I do for continuing my workouts, and something I really want to share, is the workouts, the training for triathlon is very rigorous. So one of the things I do when that alarm clock goes off at 3:15 to get to swim practice on time, I read one of the last things she wrote me. And what it said was that she had written it on an Instagram post, and she said, "I don't have the words to express how thankful I am you're doing this on my behalf. Also, I'm so proud of you. We both come such a long way and have grown so much." And her name was Katie, and I would not be doing her justice if I didn't talk about how kind she was and what an incredible person she was. And I always bring up the cookie story, which I have to share, because she really practiced kindness truly every day because of her situation. And the cookie story is as follows. She was an undergraduate at Michigan State University. And what she would do was she had a classmate that she saw was she had overbooked her schedule. So she kind of missed lunch. So she didn't have a break from like 11 to 1. Katie picked up on that in class and started bringing her cookies from the cafeteria and other food items. Mm. So, and what I think you can kind of take away from that is, as you center, you know, your talk around altruism given to other people, be like Katie. That's all I can say. So, but she got me into triathlon, and all my races are for her, and they always will be. And since then, I've been in multiple efforts to kind of help relieve other people affected by cancer. And one of the things that I can promise is this, that you're never, ever going to see another athlete work as hard as I will. You're never going to see somebody push himself to sheer exhaustion in these races until I put a dent in this disease, and to make sure that nobody feels how Katie felt and how my family's feeling.
Well, and you mentioned that you get up at, I think you said 3:15 in the morning in time for your training. And
yes, sir.
You've raised, I believe, since just November, this past November 2019, I believe you've already raised for cancer, is it, help me out, $13,000?
Yes, sir. And that number is not stopping anytime soon, just like my racing. So
yeah, I'm sensing that for sure. And so just to clarify, so Katie, when she passed away, was, I want to say, 22 years old?
She was, yeah. And she also, her and I were very close. And one of the things that I do when I race is I wear, I write in Sharpie on my left forearm. One of the things she said to me, and she was so kind and so smart, and I had voiced to her while we were talking one night on the phone that I was nervous about my first race, as I said before. You know, there's a lot that can go wrong in the open water or on the bike. And she said to me, "Steven, don't worry about it, because when you get to that starting line, you've already won." And those 10 words, you know, really, really vibrate and live with me every day. Because what she's saying is that the process is the product. So, like I keep saying, medals, championships, maybe even Olympic qualifying, things like that, it's all moments. But your happiness is found in every day, the gratitude in each day, the people you meet. I've got to meet some of the best athletes I know. I got to meet my mentor, Claudia McCoy, one of the best triathlon mentors in the Tampa Bay area. And that's my happiness every day. And that's kind of what she put on me. And as I said, to kind of bring everything together, and what I teach to my athletes is that takes all the pressure off and you're never going to fail.
Well, I wonder, what was your history with Katie? Because it sounds like the two of you obviously must have always been very close.
Yeah, we are a very close family overall. And then through the fundraising, her and I were really talking a lot. And I miss her every day, every single day. And every morning I wake up and, you know, read what she said to me. And that's the driving force behind my consistency and my work ethic. And as I said before, you know, Tim Tebow is one of my favorite athletes, but it's hard not to bring up my second favorite athlete, and that's Kobe Bryant. Unfortunately, with him passing, Tim Tebow, I look up to him for his character, but Kobe, I look up to him for his work ethic. The mentality is there, and it is just so present. You know, you hear accounts of Kobe being in the gym at 11 o'clock and game at 9 o'clock, And, you know, people, they'd be going out partying. Kobe would say, you know, okay, I'll go out with you, but you got my workout at 5 a.m., right? You know, so he always, you know, and one of the things I say, and Kobe says too, is that one of my best friends is the janitor of the building because they have the keys to the gym. So, and don't let me find out your workout because I'll double it.
Wow. Well, I want to clarify. Yeah. I had mentioned in the intro that you have been involved in multiple efforts to raise money to combat cancer. And we've said right now it's at 13,000 and will continue to increase. But who specifically, what organization does that go to? Who are you trying to raise money to donate to? Is it the American Cancer Society or who is it?
It is actually more recently, as of a few days ago, I am now pledging as a St. Jude hero for the Clearwater Half Marathon that goes to St. Jude Children's Hospital. I am also pledging a 100-mile bike ride for the Dempsey Center, which is Patrick Dempsey. He's an actor. His efforts to his mom had ovarian cancer, and his efforts, the Dempsey Centers are absolutely fascinating. If you get a chance to check them out, they provide non-medical treatment to cancer patients, and the results are astounding. And then my personal one, located here in Tampa, is Faces of Courage. It is one of my favorite things to be involved in. Peggy Sherry, Tiffany Dodge, Frank Reese. Peggy, our CEO, is a driving force as a cancer survivor.
Yeah.
And she is one of the best people I know. And I don't know when she sleeps, but so what Faces of Courage does.
Yeah, I was going to say, all I had said in the intro is that it's a nonprofit. So tell the audience what Faces of Courage is.
Yeah, so what we do with Faces of Courage is we provide overnight getaway camps to pediatric cancer patients. And kind of to go along with the philosophy behind the Dempsey Center is just to kind of give them that mental relief and that escape from their battles, because it is taxing on them. It is taxing on their families, and they deserve it. One of the things that Katie and her sisters had voiced to me was through her chemotherapy was she really felt alone. And I really don't think anybody deserves to feel that way, no matter what you're going through at the time. So what Faces of Courage does and what the Dempsey Centers do is they really provide that togetherness. With the camps, you know, you have people who just got diagnosed talking to people who beat it. And it's a very, very, very supportive environment. And it is, we just had our Run for Love 5K that I was fortunate enough to help direct. And that was one of our large fundraisers. And our camp is the first weekend in December.
Nice.
Yes, sir.
Well, Stephen, unfortunately, we're out of time, but thank you for making time to be on Catholic Sports Radio. God bless you and continued best with all that you're doing, both athletically as well as in Katie's honor.
Always. And always be, no matter what happens, Katie strong. Always. Thank you.
Beautiful. Listeners, we're going to close with a prayer here. I know that this has been kind of a heavy episode in terms of some subject matter that weighs on all of our hearts. And I did have the privilege of meeting Stephen in person, a nice Catholic. He was at a men's conference that I was just at. So in recognition of the fact that he is an athlete, and I mentioned that he mentors local youth athletes, we're going to close this time with a prayer that athletes themselves can say. So let's do that together in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, God, for giving me life and talents for my participation in sports. Help me to play well, to use my powers to the full, to see them as gifts from you. Be with me when I need to play hurt, when I have to deal with the pain of injury, disappointment, loss. Keep me aware of the brotherhood, the sisterhood I have with all athletes, even when they are opponents. Free me from the temptation to fake, to foul, to cheat. I need to see that dedication to the cause will mean suffering, but let me know that it is the kind of suffering that leads to new life and greater maturity. Help me play with heart and never lose heart. Most of all, help me never to quit in my efforts to be open to you. For I believe your full coming into my life is the way to real life in all I do. I believe it is the way of my becoming the truly human person you destined me to be. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. This is Catholic Sports Radio. Find more at catholicsportsradio.net, as well as on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It is at Cath Sports Radio on all those, C-A-T-H, at Cath Sports Radio. I'm Bruce Wozniak, and remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's that it's Jesus that you always choose.